How to get real estate for free, the self-funding real estate model. Everybody in the Tinker program understands the value of owning real estate. The mistake that I made was assuming that the first real estate that I needed to own was the building and the property that housed my gym. I thought, okay, if I'm going to buy anything, it's this, because then I'm just going to be paying myself rent. And after 10 years, the loan will be gone and I'll just pocket the difference, you know, $3,300 a month. But really, you don't have to buy your gym first to get started in real estate. There are other things that you can do. And the nature of business means that you can actually get real estate for free if you set up a business that pays you on the real estate. So a couple months ago, September 28th, a guy in our local neighborhood made this Facebook post and he said, "I'm selling our grocery store." And there's only been one grocery store in our little town for 60 years. And it's kind of been the cornerstone of the town. And then the highway moved and suddenly this grocery store wasn't really convenient for people traveling on the highway anymore. And locals were using it, but it was losing money. And so the owner decided, well, I'm going to give this to my son and he's going to make a go of it. They had a liquor store. And if you're not familiar, in Ontario, like, you have to be a licensed liquor store. There's no mom and pop beer stores or anything. You have to go to the beer store to buy beer. And so they had a beer store paying them rent. And that's all that was keeping them afloat. And finally, this guy said, the new owner, he's 55 years old. He says, "I've had enough. I hate dealing with people. I'm selling this. And, you know, I'm just putting it on Facebook before I list it because I don't want to pay some broker 3-6% to sell this for me." So my wife snaps me a screenshot of this and it's 9:30 at night. And I immediately pick up my cell phone and just call this guy and say, you know, what's going on? And it turns out that he's taken the grocery store out and he's set up a self-storage business in half of the building. I said, "Can I come and see you tomorrow? And can I bring you a coffee?" And so the next day I'm walking through a self-storage business. I've never been inside a self-storage business in my life. I have no passionate, burning desire to own a self-storage business. But what I saw was, here's a piece of land that occupies like a quarter of the town. The guy is already making money on the business that sits on the land, and it's probably undervalued because he's mismanaging it. So for $750,000 Canadian, I would get the main building. I would get an outbuilding with a hairstylist and a nurse practitioner tenant. I would get a massive parking lot. I would get an upstairs tenant, somebody who's paying $800 a month just to like rent the space. And I would get this potentially long-term tenant that it's like a liquor store. However, I was also buying the owner's mistakes. So he was undercharging. Nobody was on a lease. Nobody. Everybody's on month to month. And they're all paying about half what they should be. Nothing was automated. There were no systems in place for like people checking in and out. The cameras didn't automatically turn on when you opened the door. You couldn't really tell who had been in and out. And while everybody had their own lock on their own self-storage unit and everything was clean and dry and stuff inside, you really didn't know like who had been in there. He was collecting cash from some people and checks from others. And he had this like mailbox that people were supposed to leave money in, but they were always late. Obviously, you guys see the opportunity to turn the business around. But again, I'm not passionate about buying a self-storage business. That's not my life's mission, to help people store their junk. What I did see was a piece of real estate worth $750,000 that had a business on it that was generating more profit than the loan would be. So I worked this all out for you on a whiteboard, and I'll share a picture. If I took a 10-year loan on this building, my monthly payment would be about $6,800 a month. If I had, you know, almost nothing down, the current revenues are about $7,500 a month, which makes it a nice profit of about $700 a month. And I'm not going to run it myself. I'm going to hire a manager. So the way that I worked it out is, if I can raise rental revenue by about 10%, that will pay for the manager and for the building. Now, of course, I'm going to pay it off faster because I hate paying bank interest and all that stuff. But self-funding real estate means that the business that's on top of the land pays more or as much as the loan that you would have to pay to the bank to buy the land. In essence, I'm bringing money in from the business and paying money out on the property at about the same rate. And so the land winds up being free. it's going to take 10 years, you know, if I just made the minimum payments and all that stuff, but eventually I'm paying nothing for the land. It's really an interesting business model, but it's been around for a long time. Airbnb works on the exact same model. You buy a vacation house for yourself, you rent it out through Airbnb or another one of these services that are popping up, and that pays for the property for you. Sometimes it even makes you a profit, but at the end of that term, whatever your loan term is, 5 years, 10 years, that property is going to be worth more. The thing about real estate is nobody's making any more of it, right? It just becomes more and more scarce, which drives the price up and up and up. And so 10 years from now, on $1 million property, it's not weird to think that you're going to get like a $300,000 return on that, right? 30% over about 10 years, which is pretty good. So if you can put a business on top of that property that will pay for the loan, you've got self-funding real estate or real estate for free. The key though is you got to put a business on there that manages itself. You're busy, you've got your passion project in your gym already. You do not need another gym, you know, just to buy more real estate. You do not need a coffee shop that you're going to have to like monitor that's going to run at a 10% profit margin. You need a pretty automated business. Now, who has been using this for 60 years? McDonald's. McDonald's is like one of the biggest real estate companies in the world. And this is why. They run their hamburger stores. And if you're a franchisee of McDonald's, you know that they refer to their restaurants as hamburger stores. They run their hamburger stores on the property. They make a profit from the store, but like the owner doesn't really work there, right? It's all systemized in the way that a good franchise should be. The store runs itself. After 10 or even 20 years, the owner now has a super valuable piece of property that they really didn't have to pay anything for because the business that's on top of it has paid for itself and its staff, etc., and created enough profit that it's paid for the property too. And now when the owner retires, they've got a functioning business, but they've also got this massive asset that's usually appreciated in value because of the business that's sitting on top of it. So this is why I'm doing self-storage now. It's a very easy model to manage. It's very easy to hire somebody else to manage. It's very easy to optimize and automate this thing. It's not hard to make money at it. I am not going to spend 4 days a week working at this thing, or you know, hopefully even 4 days a month. After I optimize it once, raise everybody's rent, and make sure that I'm actually making a good return, I'm going to go look at the next thing. But this is basically how you can figure out free real estate.